You know what I like? I like musicians. I mean, let's face it, most musicians, it doesn't matter if it's the guy playing an acoustic guitar in a dive bar or somebody in a big stadium show, they're just 10 times cooler than normal people. Impossibly cool. Most of the musicians I've known have always been incredibly nice, generous, cool people. They do something I don't understand. They do something magical where they can take all of these different elements, different instruments, rhythm, melody, lyrics, and create all of these things and bring them together in a way to make something that is greater than the sum of its parts. Even the guy in the dive bar, or the classical pianist, or the violinist, or the jazz ensemble, or the rapper, all of it just, when it works, it's like magic, and I love it. I think it's impossibly cool. There's this guy I used to work with, his name's Tim Kelty, and like most people younger than me, he seems a hell of a lot cooler at his age than I was when I was his age, and I'm old enough to notice it, but still young enough to be irritated by it, but Tim doesn't really irritate me. Tim's a really good guy. You can tell he's got a good heart. He's impossibly cool. And one time he mentioned that he was working on some music with some friends. And I said, I didn't know you were in a band. And he goes, yeah, kind of. We do this thing. And he gave me a link to download some of their music. And I got to tell you, I kind of loved it. They were doing some fun stuff. It was all over the place. Some of it wasn't my cup of tea. And some of it was a little rough around to the edges. But you know, that was part of the charm of it. It was cool. They called themselves Genius Car, which for some reason or another seemed like a very cool name to me. And when I was putting together ideas for this show, I said to Tim, hey man, I'm doing this thing and I need some music. I don't want to use anything that's already been done. I don't want to use any kind of, you know, stock music. Would you guys be interested in letting me use some of your songs from time to time? And he was like, dude, you can use all of it. Whatever you want, go for it. You've got permission to use anything you want. Which was impossibly cool and very generous. And if you've been listening to this show long enough, you know I use a lot of Genius Car's music every episode. And as I was putting this show together, I knew I wanted one song that could kind of kick things off every week. I needed a theme song, and I couldn't find anything. And I kept coming back to this one tune that this guy in Genius Car put together. The guy's name is Wes Meixner. I've never met him. In fact, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but every episode, I play his song. It's pretty much the theme song for the show. And in case you didn't know it, it's called Leather Tamale. A few weeks back, my friend Tim sent me an email and said, hey, we're getting ready to work on a new set of songs here. It'd be cool if you had any lyrics. We'd be interested in trying them out. And, you know, I've written a lot of stuff over the years, but never really come up with anything that I would call lyrics for a song, at least not deliberately. But I had a few things, and I said, yeah, I can send you a couple of things, but, you know, why don't you send me some themes or ideas or just some concepts, and that'll help kind of kickstart some ideas, and I can collaborate a little and send some stuff back to you, and if it works for you guys, you can use it. If not, no big deal. Tim went, yeah, okay, I'll talk to everybody, and we'll send you a list of stuff. So here's what I got back. Hubris of Man, Murder Mystery, On the Run from the Law, Routine Morning Operetta, Getting Fit with Pontius Pilates, and Time Traveling Prostitute. Well, I spent a week or so thinking about all of those ideas. I didn't come up with a whole lot of great stuff, and I was getting near the deadline, and then I was getting over the deadline and didn't have much to show for it, but Tim was pretty cool about it, and one evening I finally said, all right, enough's enough. I got to get these guys some lyrics to work with. So I pounded some stuff out for a few hours, sent it off, followed up the next day with a few more ideas. And Tim was very cool. He said, thanks, great stuff. And I was, to be honest, not expecting very much. I was kind of expecting that the different people in the band would sort of look at this stuff and go, well, it's not really our cup of tea. And I had padded things out a little bit, to be honest with you. I wasn't feeling great about what I'd written, but I had a few other things that I've written over the years that I thought might work for a song, so I threw those in there as well. But the good news is, a couple of weeks later, I got a thing back from Tim with a link to a whole handful of new songs that people had written. And I gotta tell you, it was very, very cool. And it was nice because some people had done the same set of lyrics but written completely different songs, which, for me, is very, very cool. In fact, I'm gonna start with one of those. This first song is based on a set of lyrics that I wrote called Lawman. And this version of it is written and performed by Adam Peterson.
Oh, catch me if you can. Red man, just try to catch. Your sirens, your cars are not enough to get me back behind bars. You're just too slow, 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 slow. And I gotta go. The helicopters, that buzz overhead, they're loud enough, man, to wake up the dead. Go sit and spin, 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 spin. You'll never win. Just can't face it. You both know it's true. There's a criminal here, but he has got to be you. I've got you trapped in my devious plan. Let's see you try to catch me if you can. Are you wasting your time?
In addition to the lyrics I sent him based on some of the ideas they gave me, I also sent Genius Car a few things that I had written a long time ago. One in particular is a poem of mine called Baba Yaga, and a couple of people took a shot at it, which again was very, very cool. This first version is by Keith Van Klompenberg, and I kind of like it.
No.
Fun stuff, huh? The lyrics for everything that you hear today are all going to be available in the PDF that comes along with this episode, which will give you the opportunity to check the original poem, Baba Yaga, to see if the word chili is really in there. It isn't. Actually, the word is child, but the poem is written in dialect, and so it's spelled chile, C-H-I-L-E, which I think is kind of funny that it got translated along the way into chili. One of the most interesting ideas that Genius Car sent over, the time-traveling prostitute, I have to say up front, I don't think I did justice with what they gave me. But it was nice to see that one of them, in this case, Adam Peterson, actually took a shot at working with what I'd put together. The name of the song is Justine Time, and here's Adam's version of it.
You know my name, just give me a call. I'll be there, Justine Time. Don't call me baby, I'm not your whore. You won't find me walking a corner in your backwards world. Got my own connection, don't need a pimp. No time for affection, it leaves me limp. I'm just in time. Doesn't matter how you pay me, I take galactic credits, Greek drachmas, and Roosevelt dimes. Doesn't matter when you need me, pre-Cambrian, Neolithic, or even far out future times. I'm always there, just in time. Got a call from Cleopatra looking for a quick lay. Told her it didn't matter just so long as she could pay. Hooked up in the future, a big shot looking to get laid. He ended up a little, shall we say, premature, but not me. Like always, I still got paid. Just in time. Doesn't matter what your thing is, I've done cavemen, cowboys, and even computers. Doesn't matter what your kink is, I've got paddles, trampolines, and robot poodles. I've got it all. Just in time. Oh, from the Garden of Eden, to the shores of Tripoli, I might keep my worm all busy, but you know you can always call me.
Like I said before, one of the very cool things was hearing different interpretations of the same lyrics. This next song is another version of Baba Yaga, and it's written and performed by Josh Schultz.
To fight, to cook, and eat. got no bones. Just poor Baba Yaga, hungry amongst the stones. No blood, no bones. No blood, no bones. No blood, no bones. No blood, no bones. No blood, no bones.
There are some jokes that when you hear them, they seem inevitable, obvious. And you kind of go, okay, that's pretty funny, and I don't know why I didn't think of it before. That's how I felt when I saw the getting fit with Pontius Pilates idea that Genius Car sent over. But I think I did marginally better with these lyrics. And fortunately, Adam Peterson stepped in again to take him that much further, so here's his version, which is called Pilates Workout.
You're one of the good girls, it's very clear. Never looking for any trouble. But you can't seem to get the boys to come near. You need help, or you don't. All that holiness they fed to you. Church, guess a rose, this new UFO, the pearly gates, along with the other fat assholes. Now it's time to lighten up, lighten up. Better just brighten up, instead of tidying up. The only way to get with the hotties is to swear. Stretch your arms, keep your balance on the scales. Take a deep breath and give a shout. While I'm pounding in the nails, think of all the boys that will flock to you. Once your looks start to turn, what's a little sacrifice between friends? Can't you feel the burn? It's time to turn it up, turn it up. Can't you feel it burning up, burning up? Yeah, the only way to get with the hotties is to sweat it out with Pontius Pilates.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hell for that one. But even if I weren't, I'd probably be on my way there because of what I'm about to tell you right now. See, all of those new lyrics that I wrote, I cheated. For every single one of them, I started with an existing song. Sometimes it was a pop song, sometimes it was something really, really famous. And I took out the lyrics and wrote new lyrics to fit in there and then just sent the words off the Genius Car without telling them that they were based on really kind of famous songs. I don't think I can get sued for essentially abstracting lyrics out of famous stuff, but at the very least, if you're listening and you think you know what one of these songs is based on, the first person to send me an email with the right answer I'll send you a free copy of one of my books. This next song is actually based on a fairly obscure one, so you'll really impress me if you can figure out what it is. The lyrics are all me, though. And definitely the music is all Adam Peterson. And he called it Morning Ritual.
Birdsong, at a quarter to five, leave the alarm on for now. You'll survive another hour. Just let the silence cover you and wait for dawn. Kick the dust out now, lean into the cold. You're too young somehow to ever feel this old. You survive, just let the current carry you. It's all you can do. Chatter and don't give out. You'll survive. Just grind your teeth and wait till noon. It's coming soon. Press your hands out flat against your tombstone desk. Hold your future back. It's like the rest. You'll survive. There's no time to find a way to learn to pray.
Before I finish up this episode with one last song, I wanted to say thanks very much for listening. And don't forget, you can stop by the website, thegospelofthomasonline.com. While you're there, you can download the free PDF for this show, which has all of the lyrics, as well as free downloads of each one of the songs you've heard here today without all of the babbling in the middle of it. And don't forget, you can shoot me an email while you're there. Let me know what you think of the show and take a guess at what songs I might have based my original lyrics on. Might win a free book in the bargain. And this last song is written and performed by the guy who got me connected with Genius Car in the first place. This is Tim Kelty doing his version of Lawman.
Ah!